Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the best no-till conference in the U.S. of A. The 29th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference is set for January 21st and 23rd in Wichita, Kansas. Whether you're a beginner or a veteran using no-till on your farm, this conference is designed for you. This year's No-Till on the Plains Conference will feature Dr. Dwayne Beck, Russell Hedrick, and 20 more speakers on no-till, regenerative agriculture, and soil health. Early bird registration is your best deal, and the deadline is December 13th. Learn more at notill.org.
I'm Amber from Owosso, Oklahoma. I'm a working mom, and I know what it feels like to be busy. But when you make the time to get active, it truly improves every part of your life. Being active is about so much more than fitness. It's about investing in yourself and your mental health. When I'm active, I have more energy and a better outlook on life that allows me to be more present for my children.
Find ways to fit healthy living into your life at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, Francie Tolley is with USDA's Risk Management Agency, and today talking to us a little bit about some of the new tools that USDA has to offer. Tolley related that while producers everywhere are anxious for a farm bill, it is fortunate that RMA tools don't fall under its jurisdiction, but rather are authorized by the Crop Insurance Act.
Everybody wants a farm bill right now, but the great thing about RMA is we're not held to the farm bill. We're authorized by the Crop Insurance Act, so we kind of carry on as business as usual. And the focus has been on getting as many crops and livestock insurance as possible. So we've had focus from weaned calf to controlled environment to shellfish and everything in between, along with a lot of just tweaks to the current programs. And the way those changes come along is basically us talking to producers, commodity groups, farm organizations, asking what's working and what's not working, and then going back and making those changes. So that's a unique way that RMA actually goes out and makes changes to programs.
According to Tolley, the growth of LRP has been a great opportunity for producers to obtain protection.
You know, it's a great opportunity for producers that, you know, traditionally when you wanted risk protection, you went to the board. You bought an option, used futures and options. Now you can go to crop insurance and get price protection for the exact amount of calves you have. It works just like other crop insurance programs as far as it's subsidized, so that helps producers in their cost. Premiums are due at the end after the coverage expires, so that's helpful. It's just a great way to provide price protection, and right now with cattle prices where they are, everybody's concerned. You never know what prices are going to do, so it's been a great product for our livestock producers.
Once again, that's USDA's Francis Tolley. Well, farmer sentiment has jumped again in November as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer climbed 30 points to 145. Both the current conditions and the future expectation indices increased in November, with the biggest improvements taking place in future expectations. The future expectations index increased 37 points to 161, while the current conditions index rose to 113, 18 points above October's reading. November's sentiment improvement pushed the barometer to its highest level that we've seen since May of 2021, with expectations for the future also reaching their highest level since April of 2021. Some of the reasons behind the improvement in farmer sentiment include expectations for a future regulatory and tax environment for the agricultural sector that's more favorable than expected prior to the November elections. The November barometer took place November the 11th through the 15th of this year. You've got farm news.
Don't miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Now kick the tires on the latest equipment brands such as John Deere, Vermeer, Kloss, and Polaris. Explore hundreds of exhibits showcasing equipment, seed, implements, irrigation, ag services, and more. Plus, experience more shopping opportunities than ever before. Free parking and admission at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier farm show for High Plains agriculture. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com. For details.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.